WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
So I have a legitimate question to ask as we start off the show, which is the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211 and GoWork.net. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
Hi!
So I have a legitimate question to ask you.
Okay.
Unlike other questions, which are just completely ridiculous. If it's ever stopped us before. In the Sheamus Cesaro arguing, kind of debating tonight on Raw, which one's Trump, which one's Hillary?
Oh, Sheamus is totally Trump and Cesaro is totally Hillary.
Are we sure about this?
We are sure about this.
Because what, Cesaro has the pantsuits?
Cesaro was a bit more poised. Sheamus is a bit more childish.
This is very true, and this sums up what our world is coming to.
Trump and Hillary, one of these two people is our next president. We are so screwed. By the way, we need to watch Table for Three.
I'm seeing that on the Twitter right now.
Kane admitted to being Isaac Yankov in like the first 2 minutes of it.
All right, then. All right. There we go. So tune into the Rack Thursday night as we review Table for Three, part of our news segment, because why not? It'll go along with the SmackDown Throwdown and everything like that. Talk about it Thursday night on the Rack. Which features Gail Kim, by the way, in case you did not know.
Yeah, we have Gail Kim.
Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack. Plus Clash of Champions, we'll get plugged in all later. Anyway, Monday Night Raw opened with Roman Reigns versus Rusev for the United States Championship. Roman Reigns is the champion, by the way, coming into this matchup. If you didn't see Clash of Champions last night. So we have a Clash of Champions rematch, and they went 25 minutes to a double countout.
Why did this go 25 minutes? Why? Why did this go 25 minutes? I'm not trying to knock Roman and Rusev, but it's like, good God, this does not need to go 25 minutes. Like, every match they've had is super long, and it doesn't need to be super long. It's like, this needs to be quick, dirty, and they just need to beat the crap out of each other. Like, it doesn't need to be this really long thing. It just doesn't.
Especially when it ends in double countout.
Especially when it ends in a double countout. It's like, if you're just trying to burn Rusev's rematch, just make it quick. Because it's like, here's the thing, you do a double countout, and then Rusev gets smacked around with a chair while Roman looks tall, and Lana looks like you are so sleeping on the couch tonight. Like, that's what happened. That's how the match ended. It's like he gets smacked around with a chair.
Yeah, after the double countout, yeah.
After the double countout. It's like, what was the point of all that?
Like, so they fought in the crowd. That's where they got the double countout. They came back into the ring. Rusev laid out Roman with a chair. Roman fought back, speared Rusev, then grabbed the chair, sat with the chair, and then afterwards smacked Rusev with the chair. And it's like, okay. I mean, I like the setup. I like that, and I like the aftermath, because it sets up the rematch. But, I don't know, 25 minutes is very, very long for Rusev and Roman.
I mean, we said this when they went the first time, we said this last night, and we said this tonight, it's like, it does not need to be 25 minutes. They can have a good 10 to 15 minute match, but that's really all it needs to be. It doesn't need to go 25. Because they went, like, what, 20? They went about this long last night, too.
And maybe, I don't have the official time for last night, I can look that up. But I know the first time they went a very long on Raw, and that was just, it was not worth it. They're good 15 minutes, give them a good 15 minutes, and, you know, you cut out all the 10-minute stalling crap they do in the middle, and it would have been fantastic. But they go 25, and, you know, that sort of drags it all out.
Like, I get they're trying to fill time on Monday Night Raw, but it's, like, still, it's just, that was just too long. Especially right out of the gate, you know, 8 o'clock spot, coming up against Monday Night Football in the debate, you do Rusev versus Roman for the U.S. title for 25 minutes. It's like, that could have gone elsewhere in the show. That could have been the main event of the show if you wanted to go 25 minutes on it, and it would have been fine.
But since they booked backwards, this was the main event at the beginning, and last night they only went 17:10. Felt so much longer than 17 minutes and 10 seconds.
It did feel seven. Well, to be fair, 17:10 includes the entrances.
No, this is without the entrances.
Oh, this is without the entrances? Okay.
This is bell to bell. Remember, Roman Reigns has a pretty entrance.
Yes, he does. He's a very pretty entrance.
So, we then go backstage, and Foley is, or we should say, we come back, Foley's in the ring, and he calls out Cesaro and Sheamus, and, you know, it's a mathematical impossibility that they tie because of the medical stoppage, and he called both men out, and, you know, they're both debating, they're all screaming at each other, in each other's face, that they want their championship opportunity, and it's so weird. Can we just say title shot? Like, we have to be so formal and go, championship opportunity.
It's Monday Night Raw. They're all corporate-y and they're corporate-ness.
I know, it's their new phrase, championship opportunity. Yeah, yes, LeMans, I did say this would happen last night. I did call what I'm about to say. No, I'm not the damn mole. Shut up. Anyway.
Mole.
Shut up.
Molly, 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 molly,
shush,
mole.
Shush your face.
Nope.
So, basically what it boiled down to is they both get a championship opportunity together, as they'll now be a tag team, and they wanted no part of being a tag team, so we'll talk about it in a bit. And they'll face the winner of the next match, which was Big E and Kofi defending the belts against Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows.
Okay, I have an issue with this on a large scale. So basically, you put us through 7 matches between these two.
Six of them boring.
Six of them boring. The one last night was really good. You know, obviously they saved it for the end, which, as, you know, like you do. And it ends in a no contest. And so the payoff for all of those matches that you do is, oh, we're going to stick them in a tag team and we're going to give them a tag team title opportunity. What? What? You mean to tell me I sat here through 7 matches? Well, actually, technically 6, because one was on a house show.
Thank you for that, by the way, people.
Yeah, thank you. But we sat through basically 6 matches, 7 if you were there, for no payoff. No payoff whatsoever in this feud beyond you're putting Sheamus and Cesaro in a tag team against New Day. You burned the club. We were supposed to be one of the hottest things in wrestling right now. You burned the club, not once, but twice in 2 days, to do Cesaro and Sheamus versus New Day, in which Cesaro and Sheamus are probably going to win the titles off of New Day.
At some point, yes.
At some point. Because I think New Day's going to, like you said, New Day's going to go to 400.
They're at 400. They're going to probably go to 470-something. Yep, because they brought up Demolition Record tonight on TV, which means, you know, they're going after it. And they're going to try to make it a thing. So, yeah, there was no payoff to it. And that sort of thing. Now, I have a complaint about this match. Well, this match was fine, and it was good, and whatever. Kofi Kingston got busted open going into the steps. Get your hands up. Don't hit your face on the steps. Might be a good idea, Kofi.
Yeah, he went face first into the steps, and when he came up, he was covered in blood. They stopped the match. I think this one was a no contest.
No, there was a pin. New Day won.
Oh, New Day won. Okay, I missed the pin.
Bloody Kofi Kingston hit the Trouble in Paradise for the win. Here's my problem. Gallows and Anderson hit the Magic Killer, and they're like, you can buy into the finish because the baby faces hit their finish and they broke it up. So you have the heels now finally hit the finish, so they're gonna win the belts. The referee gave away the finish. Here's how. He looked over for Kofi.
Yeah, he did.
He looked over and saw, waiting for Kofi to come in and jump on the spot. He looked over, he saw him, and so he went and then made his count. The ref gave away the finish. That's bad. It's like, that took me right out of the match. when the referee gave away the finish. Just pointed that out.
Yeah. And this was a great match. It was fine. It was every bit as good as last night. But again, it's getting to the point with New Day. Don't get me wrong. I love New Day. I think what they do is amazing. I think it's entertaining as all hell, but I am tired of them as tag team champions. It's like you have run through pretty much the entire Raw tag division, and no one has beaten them. It's like, really? Really? I mean, you're now to the point where every legit tag team has failed, and Cesaro and Sheamus are probably going to succeed. Because that's how these always go, right? You have the awkward, I hate you tag team partners, where they somehow magically get the tag team titles, and then they become BFFs.
Pretty much. So, speaking of the would-be tag team partners, they were unhappy. They were backstage still being Hillary and Trump. Foley was yelling at them, so he was the moderator, I guess. How Arn Anderson and Michael Hayes were impressed, and so was he when they watched them. And Foley says he can't give them a match because he risked losing them to injury. Foley praised the two of them as toughest stars he's ever seen. He said that if he puts them together, they could change the face of tag team wrestling. He asked them to give him a try to see if the magic is there.
Okay, but if you want to change the face of tag team wrestling, why don't you actually change the face of tag team wrestling with an established tag team? You have Enzo and Cass on that roster. You have the Club. You have New Day. You have so many talented tag teams on the Raw roster right now that are not getting a chance because Cesaro and Sheamus are getting a push in the tag division.
Yep.
Think about that.
Well,
and I understand the Club just had a push, but Enzo and Cass have no feud really right now.
Shining Stars.
Shining Stars. Well, they're too busy selling their condos.
That's the only other tag team left on Raw. That's it. Dudley Boys left. There's no other tag team.
And they're not going to bring the Revival up from NXT just yet.
No, that'd be dumb.
So it's like, I get what they're trying to do, but if you want to change the face of the tag division, why don't you actually grab a legit tag team?
There you go. Bayley beat Anna Fields. She said Charlotte and Sasha are the top women in the industry, but it won't be the last time they see her. She says she feels like she and the fans are on a journey together, and she won't stop until she hugs the women's championship.
Aww, Bayley.
Foley was backstage with Stephanie. She basically yelled at him for a while. That's basically what happened. She told him to be a businessman, never to forget who he works for. She yelled at him for about 5 minutes. That's the basic way to do it.
Everybody was so angry tonight. They were all yelling at each other.
I know. Well, they were trying to do their own version of the debate, based off of what Twitter's been telling me all night.
Right.
So it's time to change the ropes to purple and a new mat, as Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann took on Lindsay Dorado and Drew Gulak. Your comment is?
I like his style. I like his coat.
Basically, she likes his coat.
I really like his coat. But if he's even from Philly, shouldn't it be in Eagles colors? Fly, Gulak, fly?
Anyway, Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann beat Lindsay Dorado and Drew Gulak.
He could throw batteries at people.
Sheamus and Cesaro beat Nick Cutler and Willie Williams. Yes, they called someone Willie Williams.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Because you can't call him Dick.
So they changed the, like, what I like is they changed the ropes to purple and they changed the mat. Then they took it all away to do real stuff. And then eventually they would do it again. We had a backstage thing with TJ Perkins, and he said it's been his dream to be here since 1998. He says there were times when he didn't think he would make it. Brian Kendrick showed up. He said the title was resurrected for him, and Perkins owes him. He told Perkins to soak up every drop of the spotlight, because the next time they meet in the ring is when Perkins wakes up from the dream. Kendrick was good.
Kendrick was good. Perkins was good.
We then had the women's champion of Raw, Charlotte, and Dana Brooke coming out. She says the difference between her, Bayley, and Sasha is that she doesn't talk the talk, she walks the walk. She says the fans have heard it all before. She's said month after month, the fans think another challenger is going to be the one to defeat her. She said she disappoints the fans every time. She says she's not the lovable Bayley or the internet darling Sasha, but she's the face of the division. Cue Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks said Sunday may have been Charlotte's night, but the women's title is still hers. Sasha said Charlotte pinned Bayley at Clash of Champions. She said she's still owed a singles rematch and wants it tonight. Charlotte called the cheering fans peasant and demanded their silence. Charlotte said she will give Sasha and the people what they want. She'll give her the title match next week. Charlotte said that as much as she's broken and beaten Sasha, she keeps getting up. Sasha says she will take back the title. She slapped Charlotte, then performed the backstabber and bank statement on Dana Brooke. Charlotte broke it up, but Sasha cleared both women out of the ring. Good little segment.
Great segment. Very strong by both Sasha and Charlotte.
Foley is backstage with Seth Rollins, who is not medically cleared because of his ribs. #BlameBrent. We'll talk about that Thursday. 10 beat me straight on the rack. Foley says he's been where Rollins is, but he's not medically clear. Rollins also brought up Stephanie and Hunter appearing together. Foley tried to respond, but Rollins told him that he sees his lips moving and hears Stephanie's words coming out of his mouth. So now it's time to change the ring back over to purple as Cruiserweight Champion TJ Perkins took on Tony Nese in a non-title match. Solid match. Fans, here's the thing. You want new stars, you want new people. For the love of God, stop chanting for CM Punk, okay?
Yeah, that's... You know what? I'm really tired of this. Like, really, seriously tired of this. Punk is gone. Punk is not coming back. Please stop.
Stop with your chants. You did one for Randy. You did one for Punk. You did a bunch of chants. Like, you want cruiserweights. Don't crap on it, because... If you do, Vince will take him away from you really quick. And that's the last thing you want. Perkins won, by the way.
Perkins won. I feel really bad for the ring crew that they had to change the ring, like, four times tonight.
And then they had to change it to a different mat for the highlight reel. And then take that mat off and put the... For the regular mat. The ring crew is having a busy night with these cruiserweights. So speaking of the highlight reel, it was with Chris Jericho. They played a video with Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson, who were mocking Jericho for thinking him and he for the whole thing from what happened with that Jericho said last week, mispronouncing Ashton Kutcher's name, and basically they're coming to Raw next week. Jericho added them to the list. He added the cameraman to the list. He added Seth Rollins to the list. He brought out his best friend in the world, Kevin Owens. They hugged. He showed off the Jerrotron, which had cost $6,500 about 5 years ago. Jericho said Owens epitomizes what a champion should be. Owens said he normally would wear a suit, but not for Cincinnati, which spawned Dean Ambrose. Jericho said Ambrose still owes him $17,000. Owens said he proved that he should be the number one draft, should have been the number one draft pick. He belongs to the main event, and he is the man. You know, he also broke Seth Rollins. He is now the most dangerous man in WWE. Seth Rollins came out, but Adam Pearce fit Finley in a bunch of security. And Mick Foley took him away. And Owens told him to get a doctor's note that said, you know, he can't wrestle because Owens broke him in half, which was actually funny.
I popped for Adam Pearce. I'm not going to lie.
She did pop.
Because, you know, former guest of the rack.
Yep. Enzo and Cass made their way to the ring. They have their own mics now. It's a thing. Jericho, they say, ask how you're doing. Jericho said everything was going good until you interrupted him. Jericho added them to the list. Owens was then correcting Jericho's spelling. There's an S, not a Z, not an S, and there's two S's in Big Cass. And Cass asked if Jericho, if he's Santa Claus, because he's, you know, making a list and checking it twice, you know, for spelling. Jericho said maybe he is, and maybe he'll sit on Cass's lap. And they're like, what'd you say? And he's like, I said I was going to punch you in the face. And then they're like, no, you didn't. And then he's like, yes, I did. And the crowd was like, no, you didn't. And yeah, that was funny. Owens said it doesn't matter what Jericho said and threatened to punch him in the mouth. Jericho said they both would, but they don't have a match. Well, they do. Foley made the match backstage before they came out. Main event of the show was Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass. Did a good match. Kevin Owens and Jericho had a lot of fun mocking Enzo. And Owens pinned Enzo to end Monday Night Raw.
Okay, the Jericho, Owens, Enzo and Cass stuff was really hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Really funny. It's like, oh, thank God, finally. Because this show, while it was good, it was strong, it was just... It's hard for me to get invested in this, because short of Sasha and Bayley, I'm really not into a lot of people on this show. I feel horrible saying that. Like, I like people on this show, but it's not like I'm emotionally invested in a lot of the talent on Raw. It's like everybody that I like is on SmackDown. So it's really difficult for me to get through these shows sometimes, because it's like, I just, eh?
Well, that'll all change when Luke Harper comes to Monday Night Raw.
Don't do the thing! Don't put him on Raw! Put him on SmackDown! Have him and Dean fight for the title. That would be epic. Or him and AJ. Ooh, Luke and AJ. Luke and AJ. Dude.
That'd be a thing, but this was a thing. This was the Raw Power Show, but Thursday night's the rack.
Thursday night, it is the rack! We are going to be reviewing Clash of Champions. We will be talking about NXT, and oh yeah, we're just interviewing, you know, TNA Hall of Famer, the one, the only, the epic Gail Kim. You don't want to miss that. Plus news, notes, tweet of the week, all your usual stuff, but Gail freaking Kim. Awesome. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
At Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Yes, we have an Instagram. Follow, like, I don't know what you do. Do it, okay? Because why not? Instagram.com/Rack Radio Show. I'll forget about it in 6 weeks. But for now, sign up for it. Cool? Anyway, Google, Stitcher, iTunes, search Rock Radio Show. Saturday Night, Midnight Edition, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual, CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob When a Celebrity Dies. Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern is Wrestle Talk Radio with Heartbreak Mike, Omega, and maybe Tim Stein? Better be Tim Stein. I think his computer's back up and running.
I was going to say, does he have all his upgrades?
He may. Anyway, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday on Facebook, Twitter, WrestleTalkRadio.com to vote in the all-time greatest. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. Check us out Thursday night for The Rack with Gail freaking Kim. So much more. 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.